This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of reality checks and tech detox tips. I'm Rachel Carter, your host, and we're diving headfirst into something super important today. Understanding how our brains actually respond to technology, specifically that glorious little chemical called dopamine. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing a high, scrolling through social media or gaming for hours on end? You know that feeling when you finally put down your phone and feel, well, kinda empty? Yeah, that's dopamine talking, my friend. Let me break it down for you because this stuff is serious. First off, dopamine is like the reward chemical in our brain. It makes us feel good, motivated, even euphoric. It's released when we do things we enjoy, like eating yummy food, spending time with loved ones, or achieving a goal. But here's the kicker. Technology has hijacked the system. Think about your phone notifications. That little ping, that buzz, is designed to trigger dopamine release, making you want to check it again and again. It's a constant cycle of reward and anticipation, keeping us glued to our screens. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rachel, stop being a party pooper. Technology isn't all bad. You're right. It has its amazing benefits, connecting people, sharing information, even helping with work. But the problem is, when dopamine gets overstimulated by constant notifications and likes, it can lead to dependence and burnout. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about your dopamine response to technology. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing how technology affects you. Pay attention to those cravings for your phone, the feeling of emptiness when you put it down, even the excuses you make to keep scrolling. 2. Break the cycle. You can't just ignore those dopamine triggers, but you can start breaking the cycle. Try scheduling specific times for checking your phone, turning off notifications, or using apps that limit screen time. Think of it like training a puppy. Gentle reminders and boundaries go a long way. 3. Find alternative rewards. Craving that dopamine rush? Find healthier ways to get it. Go for a walk in nature, listen to uplifting music, read a good book, spend time with loved ones. These activities actually boost your mood and well-being in the long run. 4. Digital detox days. Schedule regular digital detox days where you consciously unplug from technology. This gives your brain a chance to rest and reset. Trust me, you'll be amazed at how much more focused and productive you feel. 5. Embrace boredom. This one's tough, but hear me out. Boredom can actually be a great catalyst for creativity and self-discovery. Instead of reaching for your phone when you have downtime, try journaling, meditating, or simply daydreaming. Let your mind wander. You know that feeling when you're engrossed in a good book, completely lost in the story? That's dopamine working its magic, but in a healthy way. We want to find that balance, enjoying the benefits of technology without letting it control us. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a busy mom who was constantly glued to her phone. Emails, social media, online shopping, she felt like she was drowning in notifications. But after listening to this podcast and implementing some of these tips, she started taking digital detox breaks. Now she enjoys reading with her kids during dinner time, goes for walks without distractions, and even rediscovered the joy of simply sitting in silence. Sarah's story is a reminder that reclaiming control over our technology use can lead to a more fulfilling life. So remember, you have the power to change your relationship with technology. Start by being aware of your dopamine response, break the cycle of addiction, find healthier rewards, and embrace boredom. You got this. Ready to take charge of your digital life? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Let's spread the word about digital detoxing. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily tips and inspiration. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.